Blog Talk Radio.
On What Stupid Is On The Air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my west-southwest, Carrot Top's number one fan, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola! Welcome, everybody. Glad you could make it. Glad you could make it, Matt. Nice of you to be here.
What are you saying?
Well, you know, after you ditched us on Wednesday.
I had prior commitments.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. As Drive-By Mikey continues to try to sabotage the show.
Yes, as he tries to do every Wednesday.
He's so jealous of our success, is what it is.
You know, the sad thing is, I think that's accurate.
But it all worked out because the beautiful, the lovely, talented, my BFF, Miss Warrior Cat, sat in for you.
Yes, I heard that. In fact, the first 10 minutes of the show was just great.
Uh-huh.
As I listened to myself get berated in absentia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll get your chance for payback someday.
When I was listening to you, I knew you had a heart on, I could tell. I just didn't know if it was because you were with Warrior Cat or you were making fun of me.
Or maybe a combination.
Huh? Uh-huh.
Anyway, that show, by the way, is number, I believe, 7 or 8 in the ratings.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I quit listening to it days ago.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't play it anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you how good that show that was. It's actually one slot ahead of Funny Business Radio with our buddy Mike Bova.
Mike Bova's the man.
He is the man.
A little shout out there to Mr. Mike Bova.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Now, anyway, so had a near crisis right before the show. My laptop. Apparently the battery has decided to just stop working.
Of course.
It just about to run out of juice, so I had to run get the power cord real quick.
Yeah. It couldn't run out of juice an hour ago or an hour later. It had to do it right now.
No. Right, yeah. And I don't like to have to run, so that's got me messed up.
Yes.
So how are things going with you in the greater Bagwine Metroplex this morning?
I'll tell you what, everything's great. Went over to see Rhino briefly this morning, and yesterday, Jay, it was a banner day. The weather here is great. It's like summer. It's hot. It's going to be humid today. And at the beer mine yesterday, this hot chick came through.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She was hot as hell. Yeah, and all I could do was stand there and stare at her, stupefied, like I'm Ralphie smiling at his teacher when he gives, in Christmas Story, giving her his present. I look like such an idiot.
You didn't drool.
Well, I may have. I don't know. I have no idea what change I gave her back. It could have been – my drawer could be way off, way off. But I'll tell you what, as nice as that was, a funny thing happened about 10:45 this morning. I went to take the trash out to the bag wine dumpster. And there's a guy who always works the dumpsters here at the Palatial Digs. He's got his grocery cart and all that, and he was working the dumpster, and I said, excuse me, and he said, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. And I said, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of cans in this bag. And he said to me, are you the Milwaukee Best Light guy? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, I love you. I love you.
You are single-handedly keeping him afloat.
Exactly.
Outstanding. See, now, if you know, you can't start keeping your own cans and taking them in and recycling them because you'll have him. You'll make him even more homeless than he is.
I know, and we don't. We just throw him out in. We would save him if there was room, but of course there's not. But and I'll tell you what, and the lovely Schmoop and I decided, because I'll tell you what, he's very diligent. He's out at that dumpster same time every Sunday. We're going to take him a sandwich every Sunday.
There you go. So you got to admire a good work ethic like that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. That's not bad. In fact, he probably lives in a nicer place than you do.
Yeah,
off your cans.
And if I had my camera with me, I would have gotten a shot of us both. I'll do that next week. Because he seems like a very amiable gentleman.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So how's things down in your red neck of the woods?
Well, things are fine down here. It's warm. It's humid. Pretty slow week. Really, the most exciting thing that happened to me all week when I was at Walmart, and I was leaving, and I hit the button, you know, and popped the trunk, put the keys in the pockets, and you know, I grab a couple of bags out of the cart, and as I turned around to put them in the trunk, the cart rolled forward, it bumped the car, and set off the alarm. And so then, you know, everybody's staring at me while I'm trying to put the sacks in. And they're like, you know, is he putting sacks in or taking them out? Yeah. Luckily, I'm white, so there's no real problem there. You know, it's amazing what you get away with being white, you know.
Well, I know.
You drive around with no brake light for 2 weeks, no problem.
Yep. Because, you know, there is a difference, because even if you were taking things out of that car, since you're white, you would be a forager rather
exactly.
than a thief.
Exactly. That's absolutely right. I would simply have been scrounging for food for my family.
That's right.
Instead of stealing shit. Yes. Hey, we got a few people in the chat room there, including...
Yeah. Yes.
Miss Ward.
Oh!
Including our good friend, whatever, Joe.
Joe. And, of course, we have someone even hotter than Joe, and that would be one Mr. David Lawrence.
That is a
hunk of burning love right there.
He is a very sexy man.
Yes. Yes, Joe, he did almost call you warrior.
I almost called her Warrior Cat, which is a complete compliment because they're both just hot as hell. Both of them, Joe and Cat are.
And we have a guest, so I guess.
And a guest. Glad you could be with us, guest.
Mm-hmm. And today we're talking, and do you have any shout-outs or anything other than...
Oh, yeah. That's
really?
Yeah. Glad you could remind me. A happy birthday shout-out to my friend Jeanette.
Oh, that's right. I noticed that.
In fact, her birthday is tomorrow, but it's already tomorrow over there. So
exactly.
Happy birthday to Jeanette. That's almost missed out on that one.
Glad I could help you.
I'm
going to
leave that out. Would have hurt her feelings if I'd have left it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Anyway, her boss is messing with her. So hopefully.
Well, that's no good.
Stop that crap. Yeah.
So here's a happy birthday to Jeanette. There we go.
There we go. All right.
Uh-huh. Well, we're talking
so
jokes
we got a,
today. Talking
got
jokes.
Got a hilarious show.
Oh, you know it. Now, we did this. We did a joke show last year, and we were both, and it's because I think we're getting so old. We couldn't believe it was that long ago, because I thought it was like last week.
Oh, I know. When you told me that it was in July of last year, I was like, oh, bullshit. He doesn't even know how to read the schedule back.
I know.
He's so technologically challenged. He can't
I know.
Scroll back through old shows.
I'm scrolling back through the shows, and I'm saying, where's the joke show? It should be here in March. And it turns out it was back in almost a year ago, back in July.
Amazing. Just amazing. That was a pretty funny show, too.
Yes, it was.
Even if there are some people who didn't think it would be.
Yeah, some people thought it would be a real stinker, but
yeah.
We showed her. And we'll show her again because, oh, my God, Jay, I have so many jokes.
Oh, well, let's just get into it.
Okay.
Let's just get into it. In fact, let's just start it off with a classic Mike Bova joke, as we mentioned our buddy Mike. Mike is he's an aficionado of Yo Mama jokes.
Yes, he is.
He unloaded one last night that had Twitter just rolling. Yo Mama's so fat, her farts measure on the Richter scale. Hi-yo!
The old Mike
right.
Can bring it. He can bring it.
Yes, he can every day. Every day on Twitter, he brings it.
And I think that's
him and Dennis Miller. Not that you would know because Dennis blocked you, but
yes. After a lengthy conversation, mind you.
Yes, where he said you were swell.
He did. Then he went on to make fun of me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should have blocked him.
There you
go.
You should, yeah.
I
would have
started doing
him.
That. I'll show these people.
So anyway, joke telling. You know, some people aren't very good at telling jokes.
Yeah, I know.
They mess up the punchline. They
yeah.
forget the punchline.
Yeah.
They try to go for the long, drawn-out joke rather than the quick hitter.
We know a couple people like that.
Yeah.
In fact, one of them was mentioned earlier, and that would be one Mr. Drive-By Monkey.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, he does tend to ramble a bit.
Well, you know, he's so full of humor, he wants to get every joke in that he's heard in his life. In one show.
True. But most good jokes, most great jokes, are just a couple of lines, you know, quick hitters, things like, why don't blind people skydive?
Why is that?
It scares the hell out of the dog.
That's very good. Well, along the same lines, what's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
What?
Canoe's tip.
Hi-yo!
Yeah, I'm a fan of the one-liner, the little zinger.
Yeah, I was a fan of, you know, Henny Youngman. Take my wife, please.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah, the rapid fire. Things like, you know, baby seal walks into a club and dies. And bang.
Or the, another good one, you know, a priest, a rabbi, and a minister walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "What is this, a joke?"
Hi-yo!
Another skill is knowing who's hitting the hey-o and who's hitting the rim
shot. Well, yeah, but you really can't work that out when you're going raw.
Exactly.
You got to do what gives you.
Joe says that when she tells jokes, that she gets excited and starts laughing, which actually kind of excites me.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I think that is why I like the shorter jokes and one-liners. Because if I have to tell the story halfway through, I'll be going, no, listen. It just doesn't work.
People get their expectations up a little too much.
Yeah.
And then at the end they go, well, that was funny, but I don't know why he's laughing so hard all the way through. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you have jokes that are kind of semi-mean jokes, things like an old lady at the bank asked if I could help her check her balance, so I pushed her over.
Or, as Rodney Dangerfield said in the classic movie Caddyshack to the old lady dancing, "Boy, I bet you were something before electricity."
That old Rodney. One of the all-time greats.
Oh, I came up with a joke. It's a short one, too. I came up with a good joke the other day, Jay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What do you call an anorexic Jewish drag queen?
God, what?
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, you know, I already had my finger on the rim shot. You didn't really deserve a rim shot for that.
I thought it was pretty good.
Man, taking shots at Natalie Portman, that's just not right.
Well, you know. I love Natalie, but, you know.
No, you don't either.
No, okay, I don't.
Hey, Matt, do you know how to get a nun pregnant?
No, I don't.
Have sex with her.
Hi-yo!
Which is the other kind of joke I like, the obvious, you know.
Yes. Well, I thought the Natalie Portman joke was pretty obvious. Anyone should have known that was coming. Oh, I'll tell you what, though, Jay. Speaking of nuns, there was this nun teaching a fourth grade class at a Catholic school here, and she asked all the kids, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And, of course, Megan Marie O'Shanahan said, "A prostitute." And the nun said, "What did you just say?" And Megan Marie said, "I want to be a prostitute." And the nun said, "Oh, thank heavens. I thought you said a Protestant."
Hi-yo!
That was a good one. Oh, man.
I love religious jokes.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference between a group of Jews and a group of Boy Scouts?
I don't know.
The Boy Scouts come back from their camp.
Oh, man.
Hi-yo!
Now, see, that's along the lines of the why do German showerheads have 11 holes? Because Jews have 10. Because Jews have 10 fingers.
Oh my God.
See, that type of joke. That's the ooh.
I know.
Have you told that?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I got that reaction. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, any joke that you just get glared at by Schmoop is probably a good joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what's green, slimy, and smells like bacon?
What?
Kermit the Frog's fingers.
Why are our sound effects not working? It's like you got to click on them three times.
I know, they're a little slow.
Blog Talk Radio is being funny with us.
It's messing with me this morning, causing me all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Even dropped my call, which might have
that
been...
That is just not right.
Might have been a better... They might have had the right idea.
No. I think this is gold already. Gold!
Hey, and if anybody out there listening would like to call in and tell us their favorite joke, those phone lines are open.
As they always are, on the Carrot Top Hotline... at 661-244-9852. That's 661-244-9852.
Yeah, the only person funnier than Carrot Top is Gallagher.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's a genius.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
In fact, I think
as long as he doesn't leave his act in his car when he goes inside. But other than that, he's hilarious.
In fact, when he had those stents put in his heart back in March, they should have just taken a hammer to it. Hey, you find this funny now, pal? Okay. Hello?
Yeah. I'm still having trouble with BTR today. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry about that, man. I'm apologizing on behalf of BTR, I guess.
Oh, God, never do that.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what are also funny. Jokes about black people and jokes about redneck, you know, redneck. You like to cover both spectrums. In fact, J-Man, I have a question for you. What do you call a black guy who has no arms and no legs?
What?
Trustworthy.
Oh, see now? That's just, that's, no. I can't believe you did that.
I know, I feel bad about it now.
Yeah.
However.
Well, you know, the thing about, you know, black jokes and Mexican jokes are pretty much the same. I mean, once you've heard one, you've heard Jamal.
What is the easiest way? And we'll go on the lighter side of things now, and talk about rednecks. What is the easiest way to circumcise an Arkansan guy?
What?
Kick his sister in the jaw.
Hi-yo!
That's just uncalled for right there.
I know it was.
I didn't know you were going to get so personal today.
Well,
my goodness. You know what 9 out of 10 people enjoy?
What?
Gang rape.
Oh, my God.
See? Now, that's just awful right there. That's an example of just terrible.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't tell that joke because it's funny. I told it because it's an example of just terrible, terrible, offensive joke that people shouldn't tell.
Or as Charles Barkley would say, terrible. It was terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Oh, man. What's black and screams?
What?
Stevie Wonder answering the iron.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Now, here's again, making fun of people who are in just terrible situations is really always going to get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, you know, considered offensive. Things like, what do you call an Ethiopian taking a shit?
What?
A show off.
That's funny stuff right there. I don't care. Yeah. And a good hello to Rock Dog.
A Rock Dog.
I used to have a dog. I had a dog one time. No legs. Named him Cigarette.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I named him Cigarette. Once in a while, I'd take him out for a drag.
Mm-hmm. You'd put a treat across the room and watch him crawl to entertain yourself.
Yeah. And Jay, we have a call.
Oh-ho, all right.
937, you're with Stupid.
Well, hi.
Hi.
How y'all today?
Well, we're just outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And who's this?
All right.
It's Shmoop.
You didn't even recognize Shmoop's voice, man?
No, well, no.
she doesn't talk to me much.
She sounds different when she's in the other room. So you got a joke for us, Shmoop?
Yes, I do. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What do you call a guy who gives half his check to his wife and the other half to his girlfriend?
What?
Batman!
Hi-oh! Hi-oh!
That's good.
And also true.
Yeah, it's always nice to have you on the show there, Shmoop.
All right, love you. Bye.
We love you a long time.
Shmoop. Hey, Shmoop. Shmoop?
I think Shmoop hung up.
Shmoop.
Ah, well.
Ah, well. Whatever.
You can always have access. Yeah. Wait,
okay.
What?
Well,
that didn't sound good.
I was just going to ask Shmoop, on a scale of Casey Anthony to Jerry Sandusky, how much do you love children? Thank you to Shmoop for that call and that hilarious joke.
And see how easy that was to call in? Which,
yep, those lines are still open.
At 661-244-9852. Come on, Rock Dog and David. I know you got good jokes. Whatever,
no,
Joe.
They're hilarious people.
And Joe can just call in and breathe. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Hey, what do you get if you insert human DNA into a goat?
What?
Banned from the zoo.
I like that.
Well, let's see. Oh, here's a good offensive one. Why can't you fool? Oh, shit.
What?
Never mind. never mind. It wasn't that good.
Well, I got a story about this old Jewish guy, Jay. This 90-year-old Jewish guy goes running up to a priest one day and says, "Father, Father, I have sinned." And the priest said, "What have you done wrong?" He said, "For I'm 90 years old, and for 70 years I've been married, never cheated on my wife, and then yesterday this new hot chick, 28 years old, moved in, and we made love. He said, well, how long has it been since your last confession? He said, well, I've never been to confession. I'm Jewish. And the priest said, so why are you telling me? And he said, I'm telling everyone.
Joke from David Lawrence in the chat room. What's the last thing the redneck said?
What?
Watch this, y'all.
See, I like simple jokes like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm a minimalist, and as a minimalist, I can't get enough.
Uh huh.
See, that was funny, and the rim stuck.
These two drunks come walking out of a bar, and they see a dog across the street licking his own nuts. First guy says, man, I wish I could do that. Second guy says, I don't know. I think you better pet him first.
Hi-oh!
You know, I just keep pushing buttons now just to see if it frickin' works. I also like, one thing I really like are clever observations. You know, they're not necessarily jokes, but they come out as jokes.
Uh-huh.
Like, I always like this, you know, and I've used this one on you. And is this the person to whom I'm speaking? I think that is funny.
Yeah, well, I tell you, a lot of people are really, really hilarious conversationally. They make observations. They make clever statements. Things like that. A couple of years ago on your old blog, the Bag Wine Ruminations,
mm-hmm.
you posted a little driving around town video.
Mm-hmm.
And our buddy Jeff, who lives there in Portland, Oregon, who's a really funny guy, his only comment was, hey, I think I've seen that McDonald's.
Yes, see, I like that.
And that is hilarious because every McDonald's looks the same, basically.
Exactly.
That's what
and along those lines, I once heard, I think I speak for everyone when I say, we hate being spoken for.
And then there's the great Yogi Berra line when talking about a restaurant, and he says, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. which is similar to the nobody drives anymore. The traffic is too heavy.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he says, when you come to a fork in the road, you take it.
Take it. That's right. But, you know, stand-up comics a lot of times are much better storytellers than they are just, you know. You got your Henny Youngman types, you know. I hold my wife's hand everywhere we go. If I let go, she'll buy something. But. Never mind. And then we have people. See, one of the other problems with telling jokes is the audience sometimes spaces out.
What are you saying? Yeah, I'm not into storytelling because, you know, as you just demonstrated, I have attention deficit disorder. So when it comes to comedy, I like the zingers, the one
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about telling stories, people who are really good at it, you know, they're very animated. They, you know, their arms are flailing around, and they can use different accents, and they, you know, facial expressions like, you know, Bill Cosby, great, great, great storyteller.
Oh, very good, yeah. And I don't even like him, but yeah, he's great.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, stuff like that. But if you're not good at that kind of stuff, you know, of course, that's one of the classic episodes of MASH was the, you know, who's the better joke teller, BJ or Hawkeye?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had the big competition, and they're both telling the joke, and everybody's like, eh. You know, BJ was definitely better for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. It was probably the mustache.
Probably. Mustaches are funny.
Yes, they are. And gay.
Unless you're a cop or a porn star. Well, maybe the porn star.
Yeah.
What do you call a man with a shovel in his head?
I don't know.
An ambulance. See, now, if Mike Beaufort called in, he could have told us a bunch of Yo Mama jokes.
Yes, he could have. And something tells me you have some.
No, because
really.
He didn't call in with his. I was hoping he'd call in with some Yo Mama jokes.
You didn't want to tread on his turf.
No. That's another thing you got to be careful about. You know,
yeah.
Stealing someone else's shtick.
Yeah, Conan O'Brien.
Exactly, Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these two deer walk out of a gay bar. One says to the other, I can't believe I just blew $25 in there.
That's funny. I'm sorry, I didn't even try the sound effects. I've given up on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got another one, too. These two guys, they wanted to do a radio show. And Blog Talk Radio actually let him do it that day.
Hey-o. What's green and yellow and eats nuts?
What?
Gonorrhea.
Oh, God. Okay. Now, that may be the best joke of the day. Because, you know, we laugh loud.
Hey-o.
We laugh loudest at things we're familiar with.
Things that hit closest to home.
Exactly.
Why were there only 1,500 Mexicans at the Alamo?
God, why?
They only had 2 pickup trucks.
You know, I thought I had more jokes than I did. Which in itself is funny.
I've got the offensive ones now.
Oh, really?
That's all I've got. Yeah, things like, well, you know, what's the difference between a fat chick and a roll of sod?
What?
Nothing. Sooner or later, they'll both get laid by a Mexican. See?
That's not bad. That's kind of like the old joke, how do you turn a fox into a pig?
How?
You marry it.
Oh, yo. Yes. pedophile's walking with a boy into the woods. The little boy looks up and says, Mister, I'm scared. The pedophile says, you think you're scared? I have to walk back alone.
Oh, my God.
And then there's the, you know, I like my women like I like my whiskey. 12 years old and mixed up with Coke.
You probably have that in a stitching frame on your wall, don't you?
No, the one I've got is I like my women like I like my coffee. Drunk before noon.
And as you can see, most of these jokes are pretty short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from I also heard from the gallery in the background, and you didn't. I heard also infantile.
That happens sometimes. Well, you know, the best jokes usually are, you know, just silly. And
they're right there,
juvenile,
in your face.
And, yeah, they appeal to that inner 13-year-old that we all have. Mm. And some people let out a little more often than others.
You heard about the new Jewish car they just made, didn't you?
No.
Yeah. That thing will stop on a dime and then pick it up.
Yeah. And, of course, there's always, you know, back to the Holocaust jokes. My German plumber accidentally hooked up the gas line to my shower. Old habits die hard.
Speaking of Germans, do you know how to get a German out of your bathtub?
How?
Turn on the water.
Oh.
Not the cleanest bunch of people in the world. What do you call a great Irish chef?
What?
An aberration.
Do you know how many potatoes it takes to kill an Irishman?
How many?
None.
Oh, very good. Like
a little
that.
Potato famine humor for you there, folks. Well, this show's just been awful. Awful. It'll probably be like number 2 or 3 in the ratings.
I know. Hey, Maude, come listen to these guys. There is a joke I could tell, but it had to be a photographic joke. And it's how Springfield, Ohio is like Selma, Alabama. I'm standing outside the beer mine yesterday, Jay, and this dude in this pickup truck, he comes flying by, and in his bed, he has pulled in a 12 by 18 foot Confederate flag.
Oh,
and it's just blowing in the wind.
Oh, just celebrating his heritage.
That's right. I don't think that's what he was celebrating, though.
No, no.
Well, you got anything else, Shmoop? Huh? No, she's done. Oh, did you want to ask her a question? You got 2 minutes.
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. No, that was the Casey Anthony Jerry Sandusky joke. I already used it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. So. All right.
Oh wait, I got one more joke for you. I just got this in the mail. I got it the other day. Due to your lack of payment arrangements on your account, it has become necessary for me to explore other means to collect your delinquent obligation. That is a good joke writer right there.
That's hilarious.
I know. That's some good
shit. Using big words, too.
I know. I can hardly get them out.
Well, I'd frame that.
Oh, let me continue, Jay. Should it become necessary to file a civil suit, court costs, penalties, and interest will be added to your account balance. Oh, you trickster.
We're out of time.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep. See y'all.
Everybody.